here to talk about it from the Houston perspective. He's covered the NFL for the Houston Chronicle for a long time and is dialed in when it comes to the NFL. John McClain, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. John, thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
After hearing that soundbite from Ian Rappaport where he said that's more than a lot of people thought he would get, are you one of those people, or is this in line with what you thought J.J. Watt would be able to get?
No, first of all, I'm shocked. I never had the Cardinals in my list of the top five, never even thought of the Cardinals, because Watt wanted to go, we thought, to a Super Bowl contender, and he wanted to have fun again. Well, he can have fun out there, of course, in a great city, great stadium, playing for a fun coach, and Cliff Kingsbury, he knows the defensive coordinator, Vance Joseph, because Vance's first year here and secondary coach under Wade Phillips was Watt's first year here in 2011. And then Watt started next to Angelo Blackson when Angelo was here. So is Jonathan Joseph still on the roster?
He's a free agent, I believe.
Okay. And so he's got people, of course, Hopkins first and foremost. And as I wrote for our website, there's at least one game for Texans fans to get excited about next season, and that because of Watt and Hopkins and the Cardinals. I just wish that game were here, but it won't be any less interesting for Houston with it being in Glendale.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm curious, John, because like you, I didn't see this coming. What does your intuition tell you as to the why he might have chosen Arizona? Do you think maybe he wanted to stay in a warm weather climate?
Average is the only 8 weeks.
DeAndre Hopkins, did he have something to do with it? What do you think, John?
Well, first of all, Watt and Hopkins, they weren't close. Just like there's so many players in a dressing room. Hopkins' dress locker was way on one end. Watt was on the other. They had a lot of respect for each other. But you guys know in an NFL dressing room, you don't see a lot of mingling between offense and defense. Mm. But those two guys have great respect. And I'm guessing that Hopkins had no idea about it either, because Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury, Michael Bidwell, did a great job of keeping that quiet. Nobody leaked it to the national media. So I think it's great for J.J. I'm happy for him. He's one of my all-time favorite players. He'll be great for you guys to interview. He's, except when they get beat, then sometimes after games he doesn't have much to say, but he's always there. And I really enjoyed covering him, and I knew how much he wanted out. I was happy when he handled it the right way. He went to the McNair's house, sat down with them, told them why he would want out, asked them to release him, and they did. And I think it's a great addition for the Cardinals. You know, you think about this. With Chandler Jones, he didn't have a problem with one of his wheels. And Watt, the last injury he's had in 4 years was a torn pec, and he came back from it the same season and helped beat Buffalo in the playoffs after the 2019 season. Last year, he was one of two defensive linemen to play over 1,000 snaps, started every game. He had a career-low 5 sacks because he didn't have anybody on the defensive line or even remotely a threat, and he didn't the year before. The last time he did was in 2018 when Jadeveon Clowney was over there, and Watt had 16 sacks and Clowney had 9, but they haven't helped him at all. And so he was durable, and the time he missed with a broken leg and a back injury, just time added on to the end of his career, mm-hmm. because nobody questions his work ethic or his character. And I think having Chandler Jones back, frothing at the mouth to bounce back from that injured plague season, will be good for Jones and good for Watt.
John McClain is our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. We've played the audio several times since J.J. Watt's impassioned speech toward the end of the season where he talked about, you know, players not showing up to do work. Was that a sign to everybody in Houston and with the Texans organization that his frustration level was to the point, John, that he was going to ask to be released this offseason?
No, he's just frustrated. They were all frustrated because they had an awful season. But he's one that's very emotional, and he showed it after that one. I've never seen him do that again. But all that time, I thought, with 1 year left in his contract, knowing they were over the cap at that time, that they would find a way to extend him, lower his cap figure, make sure he finished his career in Houston. But the things got so negative The season was terrible. Everything around the team is negative. Then Deshaun Watson wants out. It's just one negative day after another. And when he told us after the season, when he wouldn't commit to coming back, that's when I knew he was gone. Plus, they saved his $17.5 million, wiped out their cap deficit, and gave him a few more million to maneuver with. So knew he was gone. It was just a matter of where. We all thought, well, Pittsburgh with his brothers, but they don't need a defensive end, and they don't have cap room. We thought about Green Bay, where he grew up and loved the Packers. They do need a defensive end. I thought about the Titans, where he's really tight with Mike Vrabel, and they had 19 sacks last season. That would have been a good fit. A lot of people speculated Buffalo, Tampa, if the Bucs lose Shaq Barrett, and then Cardinals came out of nowhere. It was a great move by the Cardinals. They're going to be really happy having J.J. Watt on that team.
Let me ask you this, John, because I find this fascinating, not to rub this in, but we're benefiting from a former Houston star in Chris Paul, who's brought a tremendous attitude and a culture change to the Phoenix Suns. When you talk about culture creators in the NFL, it's certainly something it seems like the Cardinals need. What is J.J. Watt going to do inside that locker room in terms of, you know, keeping guys accountable?
Well, first of all, he's not going to come in there and act like he's a three-time winner of the NFL Defensive Player of the Year Award. He's going to come in. He's going to be humble. And he's got to earn that respect. Now, he's got credibility because of his career. But still, he'll be new in the locker room, and he will work his tail off. He'll be there early. He'll be the last to leave. He'll do things with his teammates. And I think he'll do a lot of talking to young guys if they ask him. He's happy to do that. You know, he's got some people there he knows, like Vance Joseph, Angelo Blackson, DeAndre Hopkins. They'll introduce him around, and they'll see how hard he works at practice. If you're an offensive tackle, or if you're in one-on-one drills and you're any position and you're not going all out in a drill, you will regret it, because he'll knock you on your butt because that's the way he is all the time. And he'd be a very strong influence for Cliff Kingsbury in the locker room. And he'll do things in the community. I have never seen a player do as much in the community as J.J. And it goes all the way back to his first year in 2011. A lot of people just figured it out when he had his Hurricane Harvey relief fund that was over $40 million that he's still distributing. And he'll do things there in the community. And he doesn't publicize things he does. A lot of people think he does, but it's the people he does them for or with who publicize it. So people there will reap a lot of benefits from having JJ that doesn't just extend to the playing field.
John McClain, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. While we got you, you mentioned that string of negative day after negative day as it pertains to the Houston Texans. I know you recently wrote, John, that the Texans need to about face and they need to start considering trade offers for Deshaun Watson. How do you think that ultimately stands or ends up?
I said when it came out the week after the season he wanted to be traded, I said, I got a better chance of being named the next head coach than he does being traded. And everybody's throwing that back at me, and I said it, and I wrote it, but he still hadn't been traded. But I think what I've been saying for the last month is he needed to meet with the Texans and lay it all out for them. Don't let them hear it second or third hand exactly why he wants to be traded, and then have them explain to him what the plan is to turn around a team that until this season had won 4 division titles in 5 years and was coming off a victory over Buffalo and a 24-point choke job at Kansas City in the divisional round. And so they did that with new coach David Culley last week, and when he said, I will not play here, then I said, okay, it's time to move on. If you force him to hold out, lose $20 million next season, and force him to come back, why would you want a player in that situation? There never will be a setup like it is now, in which you have the Jets with the second pick, Dolphins with the third, AFC East rivals competing to try to overtake the Bills. It would be a lot easier for the Jets And it might make the Dolphins favorite to win that division if they have Watson. So I think they need to start there. You can't make a trade with a team that doesn't help you get a franchise quarterback. And it gives my – people might think Miami had a chance to go to the Super Bowl if they get it. The bottom line is, no matter what you give up, you're going to have Watson for at least 10 years, maybe 15.
Let me ask you this, John. Since the Cardinals have got a hotline to former Texans players, would Kyler Murray move the meter for the Texans if the Cardinals were to get involved in that game, if and when it begins?
Oh, you guys are getting your hopes up now. I have no idea what David Culley or Tim Kelly or any or Pep Hamilton, the new quarterback coach, would think about something like that. And I'm sure Kyler Murray wouldn't like it. No, who would want to come here with this team, which will be competing for the top pick in a draft? Kyler Murray, who was never associated with anything but winners from the time he was a sophomore in high school, and finally got to 8-8. And it looks like the Cardinals, even though it's the toughest division in the NFL, have a chance to get to the playoffs, which they came close to this year. So maybe he would retire instead of come to the Texans.
Yep. John, great stuff. Thank you so much for carving out some time for us today.